Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
I haven't mentioned Donald Trump for some time. Frankly, I've been waiting for the final straw. By final straw, I mean the act or behavior of this president when it becomes clear to me personally that he is unfit for the job. And not just unfit, but dangerous to our republic. We've reached that point. There is history that puts this in context. He lost the popular vote and won the Electoral College vote by the smallest of margins in a few swing states. He continues to dispute the reality of the popular vote and makes things up about voter fraud. In reality, the Supreme Court and other courts are rejecting the rise of voter suppression in some states. The election was influenced by the Russians. All our intelligence agencies confirmed this and arguably cost Mrs. Clinton the election. Mr. Trump refers to this interference as a hoax. The FBI intervened at the last minute of the campaign and reignited her email issue, even though she was cleared. The director then commented on her behavior, which is something prosecutors normally don't do after clearing someone. Mr. Trump added to this mess by asking Russia to hack her server and find the evidence of wrongdoing in public. Once president, Mr. Trump appointed fellow billionaires to cabinet positions. Most had no public service experience, like himself, and no management experience. Many were selected to manage agencies that they don't think should exist. This was part of the White House agenda to dismantle the administrative state. The administrative state is our government. I repeat, the administrative state is our government. This is a big deal. This is our culture. Throughout the campaign and after he was sworn in, Mr. Trump calls the free press the enemy and fake news. The free press is not only protected in the Constitution, but is a critical partner in any form of democracy. This alone should be alarming. Most recently, he talks of jailing reporters who publish leaks. This is the road to tyranny. Part of Mr. Trump's appeal was that he is not a politician. What that really means is he has no experience and has not shown a willingness to learn and place people around him who can guide him. He has said he had no idea how hard this job is. Think about that. The leader of the free world didn't think this would be hard? Now he has fired the FBI director in the middle of the Russia investigation. It doesn't pass the smell test. He admits to telling Russian officials in the Oval Office top secret information given to us by another country. Russia is not our friend. The president can declassify any information he wants. Normally, this is done as a strategy with our intelligence agencies. This is not normal. Tyranny begins slowly when we get complacent, when we get comfortable with behavior that is not normal. We must stop him as the Constitution allows. We must follow the normal rules that have served us well for more than 200 years. And we must act now. I've talked to my representative. Have you? This has been Sam Panisi for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.